By the way, if you're tuning in, we have made an official declaration or decision. Tomorrow when we do Song of the Day, we do it around 6:55, 5:55. It's just been dragging on because we had a questionable win with Porkchop when he chose Cascade. His song Cascade, Every Time We Touch was the winner. Tomorrow it will be a Cascade Friday. That is the theme for Song of the Day. And it's going to be simple. It's going to be Porkchop versus Mackenzie, Joe, and Liv. We're going to have one song combined, and you're going to have one song.
I'm telling you, mine's going to win. I'm listening to it right now, and I'm like rocking
out. And for everyone who thinks we pick on Chops, we do not. We love Chops, but here's the thing. He is the one that seriously takes this so seriously.
He has a spreadsheet with like how it peaked on the charts.
He'll take 2 hours to pick a song. If I pick something, he's like, Mackenzie! Like, he is the dictator in the studio, so don't feel bad for little Chops.
I know. Everybody's calling like, you guys are so mean. Joe's so uptight.
How about this? Should I put the text votes on right now and let people vote for 24 hours?
No.
Chops will be like an I won, sing his song and laugh. Like, he's kind of a bad winner because he wins all the time. So don't feel bad for Chops. That's why we give him a hard
Miracle
time.
Miracle is going to beat Evacuate the Dance Floor tomorrow. I'm telling you.
We don't care because it's all Cascada all the time.
Listen to his headphones.
We're rocking out. You can hear it in my headphones? Dude, that's a jam.
All right, Mackenzie, are you ready to do something semi-professional?
I certainly am.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Eddie Murphy, we are super pumped. He's making that Coming to America sequel. And get this, now he is also going to make another Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Detective Foley, we appreciate your assistance. But in the future, if you want to practice law enforcement, I would prefer you did it in Detroit.
I understand, sir. I'm sorry. But before I go, I just want you two to know something, all right? That the super cop story was working, and you guys just messed it up. I'm trying to figure you guys out, but I haven't yet. But it's cool. It's a perfectly good lie, and it's all right.
This is going to be awesome. Axl Rose will be back. And so basically, what we're going to do, or Axl Foley, just Axl Rose. Axl Foley will be back. So
I love Axl Rose.
So Coming to America started filming in Atlanta, and that's going to drop for us December 2020. And then he's going to get to work on Beverly Hills Cop 4. So
Dope.
He is busy. Another busy man, Will Smith, has unveiled the Fresh Prince Bel-Air's themed clothing line. What? Now, this has taken so long, but the new clothing line, Bel-Air Athletics, is coming in hot. It'll be definitely Fresh Prince themed, inspired. It'll have t-shirts, sweatshirts, athletic gear, accessories, duffel bags, phone cases, you name it. Even a paisley print basketball. Would you guys rock this stuff?
If they make it in 3X.
Okay.
They better make it in big guy size.
Fair enough. This is interesting that he's doing this now, but it's got a cool retro feel, I guess, right?
Because it's all going to make the money, man. I think he's a genius.
Heck yeah. Well, Kylie Jenner, also a genius, of course. She's a young billionaire. Get this. So she just ended things. We got the news that she and Travis Scott have split. At least they're taking a break. She was just spotted with her ex-boyfriend, Tyga, in a recording studio in a hotel. What?
It's just unnecessary negativity. I feel like I'm in a relationship with the world sometimes.
You know what? That's actually Porkchop talking about losing or winning with Cascade.
Cascade. Well, here's the thing. Tyga, Kylie, they've remained friends. So, of course, people are freaking out about them being spotted together. Who knows if it was friendly? Who knows if they still have sparks between them? I will keep you posted, but that's certainly juicy stuff. Also juicy, Angelina Jolie says she will never, ever get married again. And she said that Brad Pitt pressured her to tie the knot. And here's Angie talking about what she would have told herself in her younger days.
You have to make all the mistakes. You have to go through everything. You have to just, because everything somehow leads to something else, and it's you. So I would just, like, hang on.
So she says she never wanted to get married. Brad Pitt wanted to, and then kind of pressured it into it and said yes. But I was thinking, well, there's nowhere to go but downhill from Brad Pitt. So Angie's got the right idea. Like, everyone else will be a downgrade.
Well, I mean,
pretty much.
Thanks for insulting me and Porkchop. We're just sitting here trying our best.
Love you.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up next, we got group therapy, and we're going to be talking to Claudia. What's going on with that, Mackenzie?
Oh, so she is so darling, and she's just really struggling with the same thing a lot of women struggle with, infertility. And she wants to put it out there, and she wants some words of wisdom, some advice. She's really struggling, and I think we can definitely help her out.
All right, cool. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.